You look like you're glowing. Like, your face, the hair. Brittany got a little blonde put in there.
I did. I got a little blonde. I was just admiring your lip color.
Really? Thank you.
It looks very, like... It, like, looks like there's something there, but it's almost like you could get away with being like, there's nothing on my lips.
Yeah. Okay. You know exactly what I wanted. I actually have the combo right here if anyone cares.
I care.
It is this Peri Para lip liner. It's, like, rosy nude, which I think... Which I think describes it perfectly. It's like a rosy nude. Duh.
Love.
And then this Neutrogena Lip Sleeping Mask Hydrating something. It's just like a thick, but it's not sticky. Right. It's just glossy. I like it.
Love.
So yeah, that's it, girl.
Love.
Liner and gloss.
Amazing.
How are you on this fine evening? I'm so jealous you went to Texas Roadhouse.
I did. Went to Texas Roadhouse. Had some good steak. Mm. I know you don't eat red meat, but I had some steak, some broccoli, a salad.
Yum.
I know.
I can appreciate it.
All the goodness. All the goodness. A couple rolls. I did control myself and I only had two.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Could never be me. Amazing. I'm proud of myself. Like, wow, the willpower.
The willpower. Very, very proud of myself for that. Do you know what I would also be incredibly proud of if you all followed us on Instagram?
We would really think highly of you if you subscribed to our YouTube as well.
That would be so great because we try and post every week.
Yeah.
But here we are.
We did kind of skip a week. This is like a random Monday recording for
you. This is a random Monday recording and there's a reason for it. So just to kind of... I never thought that the words I should address this would come out of my mouth ever, but here we are. So, anyway, just thought I should address this. So, if you are an avid listener of our podcast, we did have an episode last week that has now been deleted. And I'm going to get into the reason why. So in the last episode, I told a story of something very traumatic that happened to me. And I will admittedly and openly say that I made the mistake of saying the party that was involved. I said her name. I didn't say her full name, but I did say her first name. I wholeheartedly admit that that probably was not the best decision. And I will say that I was talking to Sophia before we started, and I like to treat this almost like a FaceTime call. You know, it just feels so natural and it just comes off so naturally that sometimes I, like, for instance, last week I said the girl's name when I probably should have said something anonymous. So I take accountability on that. And I found out today, it has come to my attention that some people on my subreddit, my Reddit snark page, have gone through either my Instagram following or my Facebook friends, I'm not entirely sure, and have started messaging and following people who just happen to have the same first name and messaging people, and which I think is kind of insane in my personal opinion. So the one girl that people have been screenshotting is not her, by the way. That girl, I'm not going to say the name again just to not shed more light on this, but the girl that people were messaging and following, she also shares the same name as the other girl, and she also just happens to have a photography page, and people were following her and messaging her and basically being like, are you the girl? Are you the girl? So me and that girl are friends. We have been friends for a very long time, probably longer than I can remember. And honestly, she texted me tonight and she basically explained the situation. And I could not have been more apologetic just on behalf of my mistake and basically just straight up being like, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean for any of this to happen to you. I was like, she does not deserve that. She is the most undeserving person in the entire world. So I know that she's going to be listening. And if you're listening to this again, thank you so much for being so understanding and for being so sweet about this whole situation. And we just kind of wanted to nip this like in this and squash it right now. And also just, I never talk about my Reddit page. I don't like to talk about it. I don't check it ever because it just kind of, I try not to give the people that are in that page any sort of satisfaction or any sort of energy or time, because of the fact that when I did check it the first time, when I found out about it a couple years ago, it just completely sent me down a downward spiral, and I was just completely hard on myself and everything like that. So I decided after that moment to never check it again, because I'm not going to give those people any sort of satisfaction, any sort of fame that they are most desperately searching for, and the reaction that they are most desperately searching for. So the only reason that I found out about this is because the girl that you all are screenshotting and posting on the thread has texted me directly and sent me screenshots, and I have directly given her permission to post this podcast episode link as well as our text messages. She has literally free access to everything. I have nothing to hide. But yeah, I just think that people that are on Reddit pages to be hateful to people that they do not know is criminally and clinically insane, in my personal opinion. I think that truthfully, if you have that much hate in your heart, like, you need some help. That's just my two cents about it. And that if you are on, not just on my Reddit page, but if you are on any other person's Reddit page and spreading misinformation or just being directly hateful to somebody that you just do not know, then, like, I wholeheartedly hope nothing but the best for you, and that whatever darkness or sadness that is looming over you, you get it fixed.
Well said.
Point blank period. Like, I openly talked about a story that had happened to me a few years ago, and everything that I said was true. And I'll say one more thing and then we're going to move on. I never once shame anyone for any sort of career choice that you decide. If you want to go online, and if you want to do boudoir, or if you want to go do OnlyFans, or if you want to do literally anything that has to do with yourself, go for it. I have absolutely no problem with it. If you listened to the whole thing, then you would have heard me say that I have no issue with it. It does not pertain to me. So I was just merely saying the backstory of what happened. I was just merely giving details. I never once, never, and never will shame somebody for deciding what they would like to do with themselves. It has nothing to do with me.
Period. Because I got a comment.
Just period.
No, 100%. I got a comment saying, girl, you need to have a solo podcast. You need to have a host that supports women regardless of their career choice and what they choose to post online. So all that tells me is that, like you said, they didn't listen to the full episode. No. The person in question was a minor at the time of this incident. So no, they should not have been posting that at all. Right. It was not about their career because they were a child. There was no career to be had.
Right.
And, and the girl ended up stalking you, potentially threatening you via text message, showing up to places you were at. So this is not the story is being misconstrued. And
completely misconstrued, twisted, turned, fabricated. Literally everything. Crazy. Like, never in my life would I thought that I would have to explain myself or justify something. Never in my life. Like, I try my hardest to stay unproblematic. I feel like it's better for your skin. Stay unproblematic, right?
It is. People who are not content with themselves are the only people who have time to be in Reddit forums like this. Because if you truly work content, you would be able to, like, look inwards and deal with yourself, but instead you have to project your unhappiness onto other people because you can't deal with yourself.
Exactly. So
it's definitely a you problem. Like, you don't see millionaire CEOs out here commenting on Reddit forums and just being hateful all the time. People who are actually truly happy are unbothered by what other people do. So
exactly,
that's where it stands. Those people stand for me.
Yes. So I don't
it's not the right girl.
It's like, you got the wrong girl. Like, I don't I don't check it. I don't ever check it. I just think it's redundant. I think it's ridiculous. Yeah. And 9 times out of 10, the things that they're saying are just absolutely not true.
Completely not true. Can you imagine, like, messaging a random person you don't even know? Like, asking them if they're involved in something with someone that you also don't even know?
Literally, Sophia, if you ever catch me going through somebody's following list to try and figure something out, euthanize me. I'm serious.
It's like, gone too far. Or do it in private. Don't then, like, it's, yeah.
Do it in private. Seriously.
You get the vibes.
So frustrating. And especially to drag somebody that you do not know for a fact that is the right person.
Right.
To potentially harm somebody's business, to drag them into it, is insane.
It's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. And that's why I've been so anxious about it, because the last thing that I want is for this girl to suffer the repercussions of it.
Right.
That is the last thing that I want, because she is the most undeserving person to get any sort of hate, backlash, nothing. So that's, again, so never, like, lesson learned, literally never again am I going to say anybody's real name ever, ever again. Not doing it. Like, I'm not going to go through this. I'm not going to go through this again. You can't make me.
So we're going to re-upload the podcast and just, like, cut out the last story, basically.
And just cut that part out, because, again, I'm not sorry for the story, but I do take accountability and apologize for saying the real person's name and for underestimating the power of people on the internet.
The underestimation. So. It's naivety, whatever. It's like, we just, you wouldn't think, but you have to think.
You wouldn't think at all. Cause like, I would never do that.
Right.
So it's like, it's almost hard to think that way because of the fact that you would never do it to somebody else.
Right.
So it's like, just when you sit there and think, no, nobody would do that. No, it's would. Like, they probably, somebody, one person probably would.
Yeah. Okay. All that to say, we're cutting the episode, and Brittany, it was a total mistake and all that. I think something that would be really helpful maybe for these people, I wrote down, I listened to a really inspirational podcast this week with Khloe Kardashian. Okay. And have you seen that lady, Mel B? I think that's a Spice Girl.
Yes.
Mel Robbins. Her whole thing is let them. It's like her.
I have seen that. I have seen her. She's the blonde lady, right? Yes. The glasses.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Have you, like, you've heard her, like, talk a little bit?
And I've heard a little bit of things here and there, yeah.
She's just so, like, inspirational, because she just tells it like it is. And I love her little motto of let them. So if you're looking for a bit of an inspirational podcast to listen to, the Khloe Kardashian x Mel Robbins episode is really great. She talks about, like, resilience, resetting your mind. Khloe talks about her past, like, not how hard it is to accept that you can't change people. And she just shares a bunch of tools about basically how to change your life and take control and, like, let go of the hold that others' opinions have on you and stuff like that. And just, it was revolutionary for me. I loved it so much.
Oh, you have to send me the episode.
I will. Yeah, it
I'll
was.
I'll probably listen to it tonight.
It was great, dude. And then I'm like, I want to listen to more podcasts that are, like, not like mental health, but like motivational almost, or I don't know the word. But yeah, it was great.
That's awesome.
Just saying.
Love that. Good to
Thank
know.
You. Thank you. I'm trying to think another podcast that is really great as well is Do You Effing Mind? I don't know what the lady's name is, but she does a bunch of stuff about mindset and changing your life and taking control and, like, answering questions about the brain and why we think the way that we do and whatnot. So Ooh, another I recommendation.
Like I might like that.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have anything to say?
Honestly, no. Like, that's pretty much it. I'm just, like, you know, people can not like me all they want. You can say what you want, whatever. Like, if it genuinely is just no sweat off my back, but it's like, don't drag people that I know into it.
Yeah.
Like, I just can't wrap my mind around it. Like, it's just so crazy.
I know.
So that's really it. Like, I take accountability for making the mistake of saying the girl's name. Probably shouldn't have done it in hindsight, and I apologize for that. But as far as telling the story, I don't apologize for it. And you can, like, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. Like, you can say what you mean, but you can't control how other people interpret it.
Right.
So that's just something that I have to remember. Like, I can sit here till I'm blue in the face and try to explain myself, but why would I do that?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Exactly.
Back to our regularly scheduled program.
Well, I had the Chloe podcast thing written down, and my next one was, where is Gypsy Rose?
She had her baby.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I wrote that down because I'm like, I have not heard a peep about this woman, it feels like, for a year.
You knew that she was pregnant, right?
Yeah, I knew she was pregnant, okay. But I never, like, did they do, like, a full announcement or something? She had it?
Yeah, she had the baby, fully. I don't think she made the announcement, but I did see a preview of her, like, Lifetime show or whatever. and there was, like, a whole teaser of, like, a paternity test because Ryan was coming and saying, like, the baby might be mine. And then, you know, the whole thing. But I think that there was, like, a little clip of her, of Ken, like, kissing something in her lap. So I can only assume. There it is.
Ding, ding, ding. All it took was a Google search.
Yup, she had her baby.
Dude, okay, and this was posted on January 1st. So I guess Ken posted on IG saying, welcoming 2025 with the greatest gift of all. Wow. Now, I'm shook because I forgot she had a Lifetime show, and I was addicted to that thing. So if it's coming back, and now it's, like, going to be her and the baby and all the tea about, okay, can't wait.
Love that. Honestly, I watched maybe, like, an episode and a half, and I got bored. But oh. I will say that I tried to watch it on the Lifetime TV app, and it kept glitching. Mm. So then I got frustrated and I turned it off. But I'm pretty sure it's on Hulu now.
Yes, I think it is.
So I may have to watch it now that it's on Hulu.
It was good, but they did a lot of the classic, like, you really only get 5 minutes of information from each episode. They do a lot of dragging it out and replaying the same clips, just like teasing you. We're about to show it. They're going to fight. And then it's just like 3 commercials later, you're still about to see the fight.
Right.
So, but
I hate that
part of me. Like, I can't help it. I love the drama. So I have to watch it. Hope you understand.
I'm about to delete my Netflix.
Why?
They're bumping up the price.
Again?
Again.
To what?
I'm pretty sure if you don't want ads, it's going to be like 20-some bucks a month.
Are you serious?
Criminal.
I'm pretty sure. Dude, what did it used to be? Like, what do you remember paying for it?
Like $7,
maybe. That's what I was thinking. I was like, I think it used to be like a solid $8.
Yes, and now they have ads. Now they're bumping the price up. It's insane.
Same thing with Amazon Prime. All the, like, it doesn't, they have commercials and all that stuff. And I don't even know if there's other tiers. I'm not looking into the other tiers. I'm sorry. No, like, I will be paying the bare minimum and I will be suffering through the commercials, but I'm going to be BICTH about it the whole time.
I just love the fact that you say BICTH.
It's from, I don't know. I think it's Bad Girls Club.
I know. It just makes me laugh every time. But, yeah, dude, I saw that. I will say that Hulu, I pay full price. Granted, it's only like $12.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like $30 for some reason.
Oh, no. Yeah, I think it's like $12, $13 or something like that.
Mm.
But that is the one thing. And then for Netflix, I found out recently, because I got curious and I went on Netflix and I was like, because I think I looked at my bank statement and I saw that it was like $25.99 coming out of my bank statement for Netflix. And I was like, what?
Holy.
I said, who in God's name am I going to pay? Am I paying freaking $25 a month? So I went on Netflix and I looked at it, and apparently somebody from, because apparently if you have 2 different households under one account, it charges you more.
Oh, okay.
Some random person has been using my Netflix. I don't know who
Shut
it is.
Shut up.
I have no idea who it is. It's some random computer has been using my Netflix. I don't watch Netflix on my computer.
What? All it had Does it tell you their name?
No. All I had was my phone. Not my phone. All I had was, my phone and my home TV. And that was it. And there was a third device that was being used from a different household.
And it was a computer. That's all you know.
Yeah. And it was charging me an extra, like, $10 a month. So I immediately removed that device so fast.
So fast.
Remove that device because I'm like, this is ridiculous. I don't even watch Netflix. No, they're mooching.
What the heck?
That's what I'm saying. I don't even watch Netflix. The only Netflix shows that I watch is Bridgerton, Stranger Things, and honestly, that's it.
That's like crazy.
When the new Bridgerton and Emily in Paris, but
yeah,
that's a show I can live without.
So do you think you like logged in? Like how? Like did you log in at an Airbnb to some like random computer?
Honestly, it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, but like how would they get it from like a TV onto their computer? Like the
no,
that's so creepy.
I know. I was like, okay, this is great. So
okay, that's enough.
And then I started thinking, I'm like, who all have I given my username and password to?
Oh yeah,
I was like, no one.
X?
I keep it. No.
Hmm.
All of my exes have had their own streaming services. Right. If anything, I've stolen their stuff. Period.
And like, I do it again.
Like, I have Paramount Plus, but it's Alex's Paramount Plus.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, like, I have, let's see, I have my roommate and I split Peacock. I pay for Hulu. I pay for Netflix. And I think she pays for Disney Plus.
Ooh, yeah, y'all have Disney Plus.
Yeah, she pays for Disney Plus, and then Alex has the Paramount Plus. So we got all the streaming services.
Mm. What's your favorite? I was about to say, I love a scroll through Disney Plus. Like, mm-hmm. I got it for free when I moved into my apartment in Richmond. The mm-hmm. Wi-Fi that I got, like, the promo was you get a year free of Disney Plus. And I could kick myself. I did not use it like I should have when I had right. it for free. Like, I didn't hardly watch it, but it has like all the OGs on there and it's good. And it also has all the like Earth, where it's like that really that guy's super calming voice, mm-hmm. like Planet Earth or something, is it called?
Yep.
Oh, beautiful. So voice, like velvet. So good. I love those. Mm.
I know. So we have all of those. My favorite streaming service is Hulu, hands down, always.
Hulu's good. I would so say good. Peacock is, like, I really like Peacock because you get the live TV option. Do you get that on Hulu, too?
True. Hulu is, if it's live, it'll be posted the next day.
Okay. Yeah, Peacock has those things where it's, like, a channel for a show. Like, that's it'll true. Have, like, an entire Forensic Files channel, which, like, I love that. Like, yes, let me watch episode after episode after episode on loop. Amazing.
Do you know what maybe you would know this because you watch this kind of stuff. So maybe you can help me out. Sometimes I'll be on TikTok and I'll be scrolling on my For You page and like videos from like people's, the police's, dash cam, not dash cam, but body cam.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be like, and they'll show like the whole story of somebody getting arrested. What do you know? A show like that?
Oh, there's a YouTube channel that does those. It's called Ewoo, Explore With Us. And they like talk you through the entire investigation with like all of the, like you said, the body cam footage and then to the interrogation room footage and then to the arrest. And like, it's really good. I see a lot of those like copied and posted on TikTok.
Yes.
Also,
I could watch them for hours.
Yes, exactly. But yeah, it's called Ewoo, and if you start watching on YouTube, you might notice some more now on TikTok, but they have a watermark that goes in the background of the videos. It's like mm-hmm. this like lion head or something. It says like Ewoo on it or whatever.
That's so funny.
But yeah, I think he's got like a million subscribers, and it's like this one guy, his voice, oh my gosh, such a good narrator voice, like just so good.
Perfect.
You're gonna love it if you love true crime. I think I told a story from an Ewoo episode one time about like someone throwing gas on. Oh yeah, it was like a gas station attendant. This person came in randomly and like doused them in gas and lit a match and just like threw it. You're
telling me about that.
They had an Ewoo one about that. So like all the footage of the guy pulling up to the gas station, the incident occurring, him getting arrested in the interrogation room. Like they tell the full story beginning to end. Icy Wyatt from TikTok.
Yeah.
He has an Ewoo episode of his arrest and him in the cop car being like, do you know who I am? Like,
embarrassing.
So embarrassing. But yeah.
Amazing. I cannot wait to binge watch that tonight.
It's good. And they have a few different, they have like Iwu Investigation, Iwu Body Cam, like they have a few different channels. Right. But yeah, his videos, some of them are like real creepy, like people doing some weird stuff. But
yeah, I saw one this morning. I went down a rabbit hole. I saw one this morning and it like, it made me like just oof, and like not in a good way.
Yes.
So it was a, it was clips. It was only like a couple of clips, but it was clips of this couple that had two kids that I think somebody made like some sort of like wellness check call being like, you got to go to this house. The police show up, arrest the mom and dad, and take the kids out. There was human feces. Because they had, I think they lived in like a condo or something, or like a townhouse. There was one room in the house that they would lock the children in for hours on end. And they would take their poop and smear it all over the walls, windows. Apparently one of the babies is 18 months old, and in the little, like, you know, babies are chunky, so they have little folds and they have little like little baby rolls. Mm-hmm. Cockroach droppings in the folds of the baby.
I would have never expected you to say that.
Yeah, me either, until I heard that this morning and my jaw was on the freaking floor. Yeah, literally. Mm-hmm. And the mom is like, my babies, they need me. They need me. My babies, they need me. And the police is like, and the lady cop goes, don't say that. Like, don't.
That's the last person they need.
No, literally. Because, like, they kept saying, like, do you lock your children in here? Like, no person should ever have to live like this. Like, and I think apparently, like, the grandmother, like, the parents, like, their parents showed up or something like that. The grandparents showed up. And the police was like, you see that window up there? He said, you see how it looks like there's, like, a sheet or, like, a film over top of it? He goes, that's poop. He's like, that's human feces. I mean, they obviously said a four-letter word, but they said, that's feces. And apparently, upon further investigation, they left the children locked in there for almost 12 hours daily. Because of the safety of the neighborhood. So when they brought, when they brought the kids out, the police officers were saying that, like, they described it, the kids had, like, never seen grass before. And they were just, like, they were, like, running around, like, touching things, to being, like, more fascinated and curious than normal.
Yeah.
Which is, like, I'm going to see if there's an Iwu episode on that. So I could see the whole thing, because I only saw a couple of clips.
That is something that would be on Iwu. Something literally unbelievable like that.
Yep. So, that, like, quite literally stopped me in my tracks.
Oh, my gosh. Have you seen the Ruby Frankie stuff?
That's the mom that got arrested, right?
Yes.
I saw a couple clips of, like, her unedited videos.
Yes.
Posted. Mm-hmm.
So chilling, but she's about to get her, she's about to get her Hulu show. No, there's about to be a Hulu show done on her, and it's like a full, like, three-part expose. The husband is speaking and, like, two of the kids. Ooh. Yeah, girl, it's coming out soon, like, I want to say, like, within the week or something. But that's how I saw those unedited clips, or, like, the clips that she chose not to put in. I'm sorry. Of her looking at her kids and being like, you need to be happy right now. And the kid's like, I don't think I can.
Yeah,
like,
I saw that clip.
That's from the Hulu show that's coming out.
Yikes. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited. My heart breaks for them, but I'm so excited to watch it.
Seriously. Yeah. If you love true crime, you understand. Ooh. Like, it's just, it's an excitement because you're interested to see, but the fact that someone could do that to another human being, let alone someone that they gave birth to and, like, created and chose to, you know, go through with.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Absolutely. I cannot imagine.
So glad she was exposed.
Right?
Truly. Like, and you know, it was, like, her daughter or one of her children escaped.
Was it? I think it was a son, wasn't it?
Yeah. Maybe the son, but
because I think the son ran to a neighbor's house.
Yes.
Okay.
Like, something out of a movie, bro. Like, the fact that they were living that, those poor children, but thank God.
I know.
It's over. It's done. Whew. Have you also seen the stuff that the woman that they hired, like, the therapist, that's, like, no. Ruby's, like, little cohort, Yeah, there's two, like, it's Ruby and then also this woman who, like, basically started taking over their lives and, like, via Ruby, like, I guess Ruby was probably already bad to begin with, but anyways, started convincing her to, like, do all these punishments to her kids and whatnot, and, like, they apparently are, like, lovers, like, yes, like, lesbian lovers, even though the one of them or both of them or whatever, like, preaching to the kids, like, LGBTQ+, it's, like, bad, like, anyone, like, no, don't be gay, like, homosexuality is sin, like, yeah, and then, like, the kids were, like, yeah, we would see them, like, kissing and, like, doing stuff, and, yeah, so there's a whole underlying, whoa, like, element to this story, yes, because who is this woman? Like, I think that she had claimed that she was licensed to, like, practice, I guess, like, some sort of therapy or here's how to, like, parent your children type thing and was, like, giving her all this advice, but, like, torturing the kids.
That's crazy.
Yes. Just a little sneak peek there.
A little snippet. Mm-hmm. That's criminal.
I can't remember what the show's called, but I'm sure if you open up your Hulu, it'll, like, be right there if anyone's interested.
Sure. I am.
Yeah.
Consider me sat and ready to watch.
Yes. Ooh, also kind of pertaining to what we had been talking to, I wrote this down. I've been loving The First 48, like, for the past few days. You know the crime show, The First 48?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't know. I haven't watched it in years, but, like, there's a channel on my TV that plays it 24/7. And I've been, like, watching the cases back to back.
Okay.
I love it. Like, I love the time crunch.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't know, The First 48 is a show. It's, like, on A&E and something similar. But it just all is based on the fact that after the first 48 hours of a case being opened, from the second they get the call to day two, if they don't solve it after day two, their chances of solving it drop by 50%. So, like, the first 2 days are the most crucial for all the information. So, yes, like, seriously. And, right? Like, they have the super old ones from, like, the cops in, like, in Miami, like, in the 80s. Like, Joseph Detective Scalise, like, in his little, like, cop car and his greased back hair. Yes, yes. And his suit. He's, like, always in his suit.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
smooth talker. And then now they have the episodes from the 2000s stuff too. But yeah, I've just been loving it. It's like my comfort show this week. It's been playing on my TV. I always like to have something playing, you know, like for sure. Background noise.
I hear you.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
I found out that I've been using body cream on my face.
Oh, perfect.
Isn't that fun?
From who?
So, L'Occitane.
Oh, yeah.
L'Occitane.
Oh, yeah, L'Occitane.
I got completely flamed for mispronouncing.
How do you not know every word ever?
I'm so sorry.
Seriously.
Don't tell me this doesn't look like L'Occitane. Sorry. It looks like it's.
Is that L'Occitane. What you said, L'Occitane?
I said L'Occitane. That's what I thought it was. And everybody's like, L'Occitane? I'm like, I'm sorry. I didn't know
what it was. My gosh. Seriously.
L'Occitane.
Ridiculous.
Sorry. Yeah. But anyway, well, first of all, I will say that no part of this product says that it's for the body, right? So yeah. I figured that it was just a moisturizer.
Uh-huh.
Like, look at the consistency.
And it's in a small case, you like a thing me, as well.
Yes, you can't tell me that this is not face moisturizer. And, like, this is compared, like, side by side to the yellow. So it's pretty similar. Like, this is a little bit bigger, but, like, pretty similar in size. So I said, okay, I'm going to put it on my face. And I love it. It is feels so nice on my face, but then after further investigation, I looked it up. It's body cream.
Wait, what's it called? I think, did you get a package from them that had like a journal in it?
Yeah.
Okay, is it the almond one?
Yes.
I thought that was a face cream.
Thank you. No, it's body cream, babe. Just a heads up. Yes, it's literally called Milk Concentrate, and it says with almond oil, and it does not say anything else about it. So yeah. I just put that bad boy straight on my face, not thinking about it.
I love
it. But it smells probably beautiful.
So good. Oh.
This, it smells like, you know what the almond oil? It smells like that, but in like the whipped cream consistency.
Ooh.
It's beautiful. Honestly, I might keep using this on my face.
I was about to say that I look like that little bottle seems like it would only last me 2 full body applications.
No, literally. Like, and a face, last time I checked, my face is a part of my body.
Just saying.
Just saying.
Okay, well, that's cute. Good to know, because I definitely thought that was a little moisturizer.
Hey, try it on your face. You never know.
Might be my new favorite product. Have you started your 5-minute journal?
No.
I'm trying. I already forgot to do it today, but I did it yesterday.
I definitely looked at it for like a solid 2 seconds and then I haven't.
No, it's cute. You should do it. We could do it together. Look, guys.
I have it
right now. Wait! Okay. Tea is, guess how much this is, dude?
The journal?
Mm-hmm.
How much?
Okay. So,
I'm scared.
For those listening, it's a night and day thing. So, it has 4 prompts for every day and then it has 2 prompts at night. So, in the morning, you fill out, I'm grateful for blank, what would make today great, and a daily affirmation. At the end of the day, you do the highlights and what did I learn. And it's the same on every single page, okay? But it's nice, like the texture of it, it's like fabric, like bound and whatever. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking maybe I'll put this on my Instagram story, do a little linkity to the old Amazon, get a couple of commission bucks. Cause like this is a new thing that I'm doing, like whatever. Yeah. Dude, it's $29. I was like, I can't post this cause I would not buy this.
I would not buy it. I did, like, I will say that somebody messaged me or somebody was like, girl, that like lotion or whatever that you use, they're like, geez Louise, it's expensive. Like the little yellow container.
Yeah.
I use it every night and it's been perfect. I love the way that it feels on my face. It doesn't feel thick. Like that's my thing. If I'm going to use a skincare, I don't want it to be, I almost don't want to feel it on my face. Same thing with my lips. Like I hate the feeling of something like super thick and on my lips, you know? So like I've been using this like day and freaking night and it cleared up my hormonal acne. Like it's beautiful. It's like $105.
Ooh, I didn't realize it was triple digit.
Triple dig, literally. $105 or like $100 something. It's definitely over $100.
Dang.
For this thing.
Dang.
People are like, please like give me the link. And like I didn't even I didn't look because I was like, oh, you know, I was like, I heard that it's expensive, so like I probably just won't. But then I got curious. I honestly was looking up the milk concentrate because I was like, I wonder what this actually is. Is it a face moisturizer or do I look goofy? And apparently I look goofy, so.
Whatever. My mom puts body stuff on her face all the time. Like, some people's skin can tolerate it. I think they only say that because it's, like, your face skin is obviously more sensitive than your arm. So it's always, like, just a precaution. But my mom lathers body stuff on her face all the time. Her skin loves it. To each their own. I actually gave her that, so I'm glad they sent me another one. Because if you were, like, raving about it, I want to try it.
I am raving about it. And I'm almost out of this one. And they sent me a backup.
Oh, like, love that.
Yes.
Yeah, dude. I, like, wanted to post this. But I'm thinking in good conscience, like, I might post about it. If I start doing it every day and it honestly changes my life, I'll post about it. But on a day one moment, I can't say that y'all need to go buy this.
In good faith, cannot do it.
Exactly. Because I saw 28. I said, oh, never mind. Out of the app.
Scratch that.
Closing Amazon.
Literally.
Like, let me not even worry about this.
Record scratch. Actually, I'm okay.
Seriously.
I might still use this on my face. I'm not going to lie to
you. Dude, do it. See if it works for you.
It is like, it's like the perfect light consistency.
Mm.
It's beautiful. Like, I genuinely don't think that, like you said, within like 2 dips, and I feel like the whole container is going to be gone. Granted, that's significantly cheaper than, it's still expensive for what it is, but compared to the face cream, it's significantly cheaper.
100? That's crazy.
Yeah.
I gotta try that.
Yeah. And I also got some foot cream. Did you get the foot cream?
Yes. Yeah. I was like, okay, slay. Like, never would have thought about this.
Okay, foot cream. I definitely wholeheartedly and confidently said hand cream, but it is definitely foot cream. So, moral of the story, pay attention. Pay attention.
Yeah, y'all. I'm gonna put some of that on and then, like, put my little sockies on and see if something... I'm still rocking the same pedicure from October right now.
I love that for you.
October of 2024.
I'm not necessarily ashamed to admit, I'm not afraid to admit, that my pedicure is so grown out that there is no more color. It's gone.
And that's how us girls do it.
I got bald toes.
Mine looks like a really, really bad French manicure right now on my toes. French pedicure.
Perfect. Hey, A twofer.
I'm like cutting them periodically, but they're still polished.
Hey, eventually it'll go down.
Exactly. And then it's like I don't have to pay for the removal by the time I go get a new one. Because now it's about to be summer, so like now I have to start paying attention. I have not needed to pay attention for a minute.
It's nice. It's nice when you don't really have to pay attention.
Not shaving my legs or nothing.
Ugh, what a dream.
I'm getting laser hair removal on my armpits, and I think it might be life-changing.
That's exciting.
It takes about 8 treatments to make it permanently gone forever, but it will be permanently gone forever.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I think you can get touch-ups, like, every year or so or something like that if there's, like, a few random hairs coming in, but it basically kills all the hair follicles. So, like, I'll be hair in my pit list for life.
Hair in my pit.
Whatever. Yeah, you get it. I would want to do my legs, but I'm thinking, like, that would probably, the appointment would be, like, 2 hours long, I feel like, to, like, do all the way up and down with the laser. But, hey, would that, the legs would be more life-changing than the pits.
Oh, for sure. Because I was about to say, I don't mind shaving my pits.
Right. It's the easiest.
It's easy. It takes, like, it's a couple swipes and you're done. I know. It is what it is. And then it's a lot easier to hide, too.
Yes.
Just don't wear a tank top.
Yeah. And just keep your arms down.
And just keep your arms down. Like, we're chilling. But legs, though, have you ever gotten your legs waxed?
No.
Don't do it.
I can't believe you got your legs waxed, dude.
Don't do
it. How many strips did it take?
Too many.
Oh, my God.
I remember, I think it wasn't last year. It was the year before last. I was going on a family vacation, and I just did not feel like shaving my legs, because I will say, well, a part of the reason is when you shave and then you put sunscreen on.
Razor burn.
Burn.
Yeah.
She burns. So I said, you know what? I want to get, because I've gotten a coochie wax before.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful. Don't have to worry about the bikini line. Big fan. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to just get the full whammy down there. I was like, I'm going to get my bikini waxed and then my bikini area, and then I'm going to get my legs waxed. I was like, how bad could it be? It hurt more than the bikini wax.
Are you serious?
I am not joking.
Ooh, I think the back of the legs might be.
It was the shins.
Ooh.
The shins.
Because it's, I guess, right on the bone.
The shins. Dude. Literally, Sophia, I was laying there full confidence. I was like, it's obviously going to hurt because she's ripping hair out of your legs. But like, I was like, oh, it's not going to be that bad. It's not going to be that bad. I'm laying there like a little, I was more nervous about the bikini area. I was laying there and I was like, yeah, she's talking to me. Next thing you know, first strip goes. And I literally went, oh my God. And she's just like, yeah, it's going to hurt. And I'm like, okay, great. And I was like, and I literally laid there and I was like, that was just the first strip.
Dude, seriously.
Like, I was this close to saying, I'm good. Like, yes. I'm good. After that one strip, like, I'm totally good. But I said, you know what? I'm gonna suffer through it. I'm gonna power through it. And she just kept, like, it wasn't the sugaring. It was like, she, like, got the wax, went down, ripped it up. And she's, like, trying. She was being so sweet. And she was talking me through it. She's like, so, like, what do you do for work? And I'm like, like, literally laying on the freaking thing. Like, I'm, like five-finger death grip on the side of the, like, the side of the waxing bed. And I'm sitting there, like, like, staring. It was so painful. And for those of you who have gotten a leg wax, you're like, it's not that bad. It is that bad. It is that bad. Like, when she said, okay, we're done, I'm moving on to the bikini, I literally took an exhale and I said, thank God. Like, thank God.
I am so geeked that you got your legs waxed. I feel like I've literally never heard of people doing that. Like,
yeah.
It's always the pits or the bikini.
I know. I said, I'm going to get my legs waxed because I don't feel like shaving every day.
I'm going to freaking do it. Like, I don't even care.
Literally.
That had to be, like, 30 strips.
It was literally the worst, like, top 10 worst experiences.
I know, your legs were so red.
They were. Sophia, I had.
Were you in pain?
I had a baby shower the next day.
You wear a dress?
I had to. But I wore the most hideous dress that I owned. I don't know why I had the dress. I don't remember when I bought it, but I remember looking down at my legs and they were like literally the color like of swollen. The color of this tap. Like, and it was just like in random strips too of like of being red. Oh,
hell no.
No, literally. I'm like, I looked down and I said, I can't. I'm like, I can't wear jeans.
This is obscene.
It's summer. Like, I'm going to sweat. I'm like, I can't. So I literally ended up wearing the most heinous dress that I owned.
Like, down to the ankles?
Down to the ankles. Maxi dress. And it was black. To a freaking
baby. Oh my gosh, I know you were sweating.
Baby shower. I wore black to a baby shower.
Oh my gosh.
Everybody else is in pink or blue. And then here I am like, hey. I had
fighting
pink in my
a
hair
secret
at the
battle.
Time. Literally, I had pink in my hair at the time. So I was like, maybe it's a girl. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't a gender reveal. It was a boy. But regardless. But like, but
secretly I suffering.
Literally, like, just can't, like, couldn't rub my legs together. It was so painful. And then on top of that, apparently my hair wasn't long enough in some areas. And I was like, I read online that it has to be at least the size of a grain of rice for it to be considered long enough. And I was like, it's summer and I let like my leg hair, I let these bad boys grow.
Yeah.
And
did not all of it come out?
No, not all of it came out. There were a bunch of patches all over my legs of hair. I was like, I went through all of that suffering and paid that money for that.
I'm dying. This is dude. So funny. I've never even thought of getting my legs waxed. Like, it's just so funny to me that you chose to endure that pain.
I did.
Oh
I
my gosh.
I genuinely did not think it would be that painful.
Right, right.
I wholeheartedly did not believe it would be that painful.
That's amazing. And so...
But it was easily... I will never do it again.
I just cannot imagine how red your legs were.
My legs were red, and on top of that, when she was like, okay, like, lift your leg up, I was sweating, so it was sticking to the to the paper. Oh, yeah. Sweating.
Oh, my gosh.
Horrific. Never again.
I got a bikini wax before spring break in high school in, like, sophomore year. Had definitely no business getting a bikini wax. Like, was just simply doing it because I thought it was cool to, like, spring break prep or, like, whatever.
Spring break.
It was so freaking painful. I will never, ever do that again. I will
really?
Get, yes, I will get laser hair removal and let someone see my full cooch before I go back there and get a Brazilian. Like, I can't get a bikini. I can't even imagine a Brazilian.
I'm thinking about doing a Brazilian.
Godspeed.
For the wedding.
Godspeed. I just know, like, all the, like, the area, like, the crevices and, like, the sensitive...
Yeah, nooks and crannies, babe.
Seriously, like,
it.
Holding pieces down and ripping.
I know. Full butterfly.
Full, oh, seriously, and when I did the bikini, she's like, okay, turn over, like, doggy, like, get on your, and I was like,
They made you get doggy to do a bikini wax?
Well, no, to do, like, your butt, like, they like, offer, like, to do, like.
Oh. I said no to the butt. I was like, no,
me
I'm
too!
Good.
That's
okay.
What I'm saying. Because she was like, okay, no. Turn over. I'm like, why? And she was like, oh, to get, and I was like, oh, no. No.
I'm good. Yeah, no. I mean, I've heard of people getting, like, numbing spray. Because some
that
people
would
get,
be
like,
smart.
Numbing spray for tattoos and stuff.
Yeah.
I've heard of people, but at the same time, I'm like, is that safe for your pH?
Ooh, yeah, definitely don't want to get it up in there.
You know what I mean?
Definitely,
like,
on the
I'm
outer.
I'm not trying to, like, move some stuff around and, like, really get up in there. But, like, on the outside, maybe.
Honestly, I feel like I saw that on TikTok at some point as, like, a hack.
Yeah. Yeah, just, like, get some, okay. Numbing, like, some lidocaine spray.
Yeah.
And just, like, give it a good spray down.
Maybe. Seems like it would work.
I'm thinking about it, though, just for, you know, after wedding activities.
I mean, it is just so, like, because when you shave, it's like you never know, at least for me. I'm like, sometimes I shave and like my bikini area looks fine and I'm like prancing around at the lake and everything's cool. And right. then sometimes it's not at all. And it like yep. is angry and it hates me. So mm-hmm. it would be nice to like do the wax because you get basically like a week hair free, right?
Oh, it's, I mean, for me, it lasted a little bit more than a week. That's it was nice. Almost like 2 weeks completely hair free.
That's
and
really
nice.
It was
nice. Beautiful.
Yeah.
And like, I will say that I have really sensitive skin and it came with a vengeance the next day.
Ooh.
Like, it was painful.
Mm-hmm.
But once the razor burned, that's why I always do it like a few days before I go on vacation. Like, at yeah. least, like, at least 4 days before I leave. Because then, like, the redness and the swelling can go down. And I remember I went to go get a bikini wax once, and I think it was my first time ever getting a bikini wax. I went to like the European Wax Center or something like that. And the girl was like, "Oh my God, you're on TikTok, right?" And I was like,
please don't be looking at my cooch in a second.
Like, please tell me you're not going to be the one waxing my cooch.
Lucy. Sleep, please.
Please tell me. And she was.
Uh-oh.
So that was weird. So I said, okay.
Oh so my yeah, gosh. Are you serious?
Yeah, she did a full on waxeroony. But she did great. Well, I will say that I bled a little afterwards.
Ouch.
And I was like, is that normal? She's like, yeah, it's totally normal. I'm like,
at least she sees it all day. Right. So it's not like...
But then the other place that I went to, I didn't bleed at all.
Ooh.
So that's why I'm like...
I don't know. I've also heard sugaring is better, too, though. I heard you mention that. Heard that, like, that apparently hurts less somehow.
I asked the girl who did my legs. I was like, is sugaring better? She's like, oh, no, it's worse. I was like... Okay.
I don't know why I don't believe her.
Right? And I was like, a part of me, like, doesn't believe her at all.
Because I feel like with the sugaring, you wouldn't have to do squares. Like, you use the, like, right. ball of and, like, spread it. So you could probably get more of a even wax rather than, like, relying on a bunch of rectangles. Like,
I'm asking my friend Devin, who's an esthetician.
Yes.
I'm asking her for real time.
Yes.
I'm just going to say esthetician-related question.
Yeah.
Which is, I'm asking in real time. Which is more painful, hard waxing?
I've always thought people who can wax themselves are like battle, like ready for battle. Like if you can inflict that pain on yourself.
Apparently Lexi waxes her own legs. She does all the time.
What in the world?
Oh, my friend Devin said sugaring is more painful.
Why though, I wonder?
Because... I like when you do it like with hard wax, it's just once and you're whoosh, and it's done.
Yeah.
Sugaring, you have to like go down, rip, go down again, rip, go down again, rip.
Oh.
Like you have to continuously. So it's a continuous. It's almost like threading.
When yeah, you're say, right.
Threading
they do like
your brows.
And then.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah.
She's probably going to be like, why do you ask? I'll be like, she said sugaring is excruciating.
So why do people get it? Because the coverage is better? Like it.
She said it grabs way more and is more pulley/rippy.
How?
Yeah, because I will say, I mean, that kind of makes sense. I will say sugaring is more effective. Like, you do get a lot more hair removed.
Yeah. Because
you almost have a little bit more control about what gets grabbed with the wax. But like, you only have a certain amount of seconds before it hardens up, so you have to put it down pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's, I mean, I'm just assuming, I don't know.
Dude. But, laser hair removal for the freaking win if you're a weenie like me. I will probably at some point get laser hair on my legs. Like, I could see myself going ahead and doing that because that would be really freaking nice.
Facts. But yeah, if you're listening to this, do not get leg waxed. Don't do it.
That is so geek.
Top 10 painful experience.
Brittany, you're so funny.
I can't believe I never told you that.
No, I love it, though.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. A bit of random tea.
Okay.
Before we jumped on here, I saw a video of Maya Knight. Remember her, the twin mom?
She's pregnant again, isn't she?
Yes. Yeah. Her little reveal video was actually, like, really cute.
I didn't watch the whole thing, but I saw her hold up the pregnancy test, like, in the container, and then I saw her comment section, and I was like, oh, okay, she's pregnant.
So what happened was she, like, takes the test, shows that she's pregnant, and then she goes over and, like, moves away from the frame to go call her man over, and she's like, should I tell him now? She's like, hey, babe, come here, and he's like, oh, my God, and she turns around, and she has, like, a huge bump. Like, they already knew. She's already halfway.
She's really
like,
cute.
Oh my God, I can't believe it's a pregnant. Like, I'm just in total shock right now. Like, so.
Wait, okay.
Yeah.
That's really
cute. I know. And I'm like, oh. And then she put in a clip of her about to go to a, like, a baby shower or something, some party. And she's like, we're going to go with, like, all of her man's, like, high school friend. She's like, do you think they'll notice, like, with what she's wearing? She's like, do you think I'll be able to hide the bump? Like, no one's seen it yet. And then she put the text over the screen and was like, was not able to hide it. Everyone knew. Like, so she put in, I guess, some other footage of her, like, throughout the hiding of it, which I thought was fun as well. Like, it was just a cute video to share.
I love that.
I know. So it's like, oh, I'm happy for her.
Aww. Congrats to
her. Yeah, right? Okay, wait. This next thing I have to look up real quick to see if it's accurate.
Make sure it's accurate.
Let's see. Okay. Okay. A Taco Bell and Milk Churro collab. Okay, do you know the candy brand Milk Bar or, like, Milk?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. They are doing a birthday cake churro at Taco Bell. Ooh. And it's becoming available February 20th, 2025. That's, yeah, that's this year. Okay. That's in 3 days.
It's literally in 3 days.
I don't know what, I guess it's going to be, like, filled with something, but, oh, here's a picture if you're watching on our YouTube. It looks like it has, like, sprinkles on it. Hold on. No, that's definitely AI generated.
Hate that.
Seriously. So, it looks like it has, like, confetti color sprinkles, and it's filled with, like, a birthday cake cream or something.
Yum.
Right?
I hope that's not one of those stupid, like, only at select locations.
No.
I hope it's not like that.
Yeah, I honestly thought that's why I was like, maybe let me Google it before I do it, because I wrote this down to talk about, like, a few days ago, but it seems like it's real, and it's going to be from February 20th to March 5th.
I will be going and making a review.
Yeah, seriously.
A little sweet treat review. Looks good.
Wait, is this one is also showing that they have some sort of, like, churro balls, like a little churro and a ball.
Yum.
I don't know. I love it. I live for, like, a good little fast food, limited time only food item.
A little sweet treat.
Yeah. Okay, well, I think that was everything on my list that I had. Let's see. Oh, I got some color-changing light bulbs. That was really
the other
significant thing. Dude. Changing my life. I already ordered 2 more for my bathroom so I can, like,
how exciting.
I know, because, like, I can make them pink, and, like, when it's, like, nighttime and, like, my room has, like, a pink glow to it, it's just like, oh, it's different. I'm telling you, it's different.
Will you send me the link to that shower lamp that you got?
Oh, I don't have one, but I like told you about them. Like, I see them on TikTok and I'm like, ooh, they're cute.
Okay, I thought you got one.
I know, I don't have a specific one, but I'm like, I love that idea. It would make the shower so cozy.
I know, because there's some times that, like, you know, I wake up in the morning and I'm like, I don't want to turn the overhead light on. I'm like, it's so bright, and I just, so that would really come in handy. I'll have to look it up.
Definitely. Tell me which one you get, and then maybe I'll need it.
I will. I'll see if I'll influence you.
I love it.
Because you influenced me. Just listen to a song that I haven't heard in years.
Dude, such a goodie. I played it while we were getting ready for the tea party.
I know.
And then, yeah, ever since then, I'm like, it's been on repeat.
So good. I love those songs you could just play. One that I found again recently is Caught Up by Usher.
I'm feeling it. Stop it. I'm downloading it.
I literally downloaded it in the car and I was listening to it over and over and over again on the way home.
Oh my gosh, yes. Add to playlist. Add to library.
Like, I was listening to it on the way home.
I love it.
Yup.
Dude, I'm going to see Nelly in September and I'm so excited. Like,
hot in here.
Literally hot in here. Just a dream. I was thinking about her. Think about me. Think about, oh, And so then good. Grills, come on. Let me see your grills. Thank you. Oh,
my God.
So many bangers. I cannot wait. He's coming to Birmingham. The tickets were like $50, or I think they were like $100, but even I got like floor. Still, like,
oh, dude.
And I know his fine egg gonna have his shirt off. Come on. Come on, Nelly.
Won't he do it?
Oh my God, won't he do it? I literally have been listening to Grills since I was in like elementary school. Like, my stepmom showed my sister and I, like, smile for me, babe. What you look like? Way too young to be singing that. So
funny.
I need to do that. Have you seen that trend that's like me when I was listening to that's what I need to, I need to do that tonight.
Do it. Tonight. I'm trying to think of a song that I was listening to at that age, but like,
oh, Grills, I Scrub.
Just literally listened to freaking gospel music growing up, so like, really, like, oh my God, yeah, like one of my hyperfixation songs right now is like a song that Ryan used to blare every single day, and I don't know, something about it just like brings back the memory of like when I was a kid listening to it with my grandma. So it was like, it's a cute song.
What is it?
It's called it's called God's Building a Church by Gold City. It's just a bunch of like, aww, old people and like a big group singing God's Building a Church.
That's cute. I never heard that song before.
Oh my gosh, it's so, it's like, it's old school, like 70s gospel.
Okay, like in a choir they're singing, or like
it's basically like, it's okay, so it's this singing group called Gold City.
Uh-huh.
And Gold City is like, apparently that's like a known group in the gospel world.
Mm.
And it's one of those groups that has like rotating members.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just like, there's one group specifically, which is the one that Ryan would play over and over and over again. Because I listened to one that was like from in the 2000s at least. And I was like, it ain't the same. I was like, it doesn't hit the same as the one from back in the day.
Back in the day, baby.
It doesn't hit the same. So I have it on my Apple Music. And yeah, I've just been listening to it. And I've also been listening to freaking Byron Cage. He is another gospel singer.
Okay.
Like, I've just been like, I love it so much. It's just like the old school gospel. It makes me happy.
And I know, you know, like every word, every harmonization, like and Brittany is such a good singer. If you didn't know, like, she literally has the vocals. So if I was you, I would be singing at the top of my lungs all the time. Seriously.
Oh, I am. Like, I know every morning on the way to work. Full blast.
I love it. That was me
turning up the radio, but I'll just like full blast.
No, yeah.
oh my gosh.
That's hilarious.
Watch me whip.
Wait, let me see if there's another hyperfixation song I could share with y'all from this year. Oh, I downloaded this morning, Somebody by Natalie LaRose and Jeremiah. Hold on, let me read the lyrics, because if I play it, we're going to get copyrighted. Yes,
freaking copyrighted,
dude. So I gotta read the lyrics because I'm blanking on the song. I can like see how it goes. She says, oh, I want to rock with somebody, I want to take shot with somebody,
shot,
and we
shot,
ain't gonna shot, tell shot. Nobody, we ain't gonna tell nobody.
Nobody.
You know that song?
How can everybody,
yes,
know? Oh yeah, for sure.
That one, I was like, oh my gosh, 2014. What a banger.
Wow.
What a banger. So I downloaded that this morning.
Dude, 2017, nothing will ever hit like 2017.
What kind of songs are you thinking?
Oh my gosh. Like, I have like a 2010 to 2016 core playlist on my phone.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, it's, like, where them girls
uh-huh. at? Yes,
that one. I have a lot of Katy Perry.
Oh yeah,
Katy Perry was prime in the 2010 or yes. The 2010s. I have Part of Me. I have Teenage Dream, California Girls, and then I have Dynamite by Tayo Cruz.
Oh come on!
Like, I have Give Me Everything, Neo.
Oh Pitbull. My gosh, Neo!
And then Baby, why don't you just meet me in the middle?
Yes.
Yeah, that one.
Of course.
So freaking good, dude. But when I heard Caught Up again, I heard it in one of my accounts today. I heard it over the speaker, and I was, like, trying so hard to keep it cool.
Yeah.
But in reality, I was like,
like you're doing like the isolation like, movement.
I literally have not heard this. I haven't heard the song in so long. You know.
Literally. Oh my god. So Usher.
Usher, baby.
Seriously, like Usher, Neo, Nelly, Chris Brown. Like, oh my gosh. I am waiting for Chris Brown to go on tour again so I can be the first one to buy tickets. Because he puts on the performance of a freaking... Like, all the concert footage I've seen on TikTok is what has convinced me that I will be going to his next tour. Right?
It's just like, yeah, it's definitely, it's a show.
It is a exactly. And that's what I want. Like,
you're not
triple bored. Threat, singer, yes. actor, dancer.
Yep.
Thanks.
Thanks. That's it. That's so funny.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, really excited for that concert. I'm going to try to go to a few more concerts this year. Like, I just need to be better about knowing who's touring.
Right.
Because you never know who's in your city.
Right.
Just saying.
I don't know, but concert tickets are expensive, though.
I know. But I guess it depends who it is.
Yeah, I'm like, if I'm going to go to a concert, like, I want a decent seat. Like, I don't want to be sitting up in the nosebleeds and spend $500 on nosebleeds.
Right.
Like, and they're literally, like, this big. I'm like, I'm not...
No, that's not fun.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I need to... I don't know how to, like... My little brother always knows, like, everyone who's coming in town. I'm like, where do you get this information? Like, do you have, like, a newsletter you subscribe to? Like, you just get all this, like... Every person who's coming to play a concert, I don't know.
Right.
But, yeah, I just, maybe like a summer country concert.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I need to book my flight for your bridal shower. I just forgot about that.
May 17th.
I need to do that. Because I feel like the price, it said the prices would be best in February.
Love. Oh, yeah, I remember you and I were talking about it.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know why I just thought about that. I guess because I was thinking about country concerts and, like, you and summer. I don't know.
Right. Something like that.
Whatever.
And then the bachelorette party.
Oh, that's locked in. That is locked in.
I'm so excited. It's going to be so fun.
Yeah, it is. It is. Just, like, the girliest weekend of them all.
Ugh. I love a good girly weekend.
Yes, it's going to be perfect.
I need it.
So many TikToks to be made.
Ugh. I know.
I'm sure you already have, like, a folder of all your wedding stuff you want to do, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I have the, hold on, bring the beat.
Yes.
I have that one. I have the,
Your Majesty, Paolo is exhausted.
Paolo is exhausted. Take this, and give you a princess.
Okay, well, that's good you started your album.
Oh yeah, absolutely, I started it. Yeah, I have like a whole playlist of just like wedding things, like whether it be hack, like decor hacks or something like that. Of course, there it is. And like, yeah, I have all, yeah, I have the one that's like, don't worry, I have the girls.
Aww,
I have that one. Yeah. So yeah, I have a bunch saved.
Fun.
I know.
Okay, well, make sure you guys are following us to see all of this content we speak of and to also get info on when we post our next episode and stuff.
Next episode and things.
We love you guys so much. Thanks for listening. Hope you have a good rest of your week.
Until next time.
Bye.
Bye.